Cokie Roberts is a political commentator for ABC News, providing analysis for all network news programming, as well as for National Public Radio. In her more than 40 years in broadcasting, she has won countless awards, including 3 Emmys. She's been inducted into the Broadcasting and Cable Hall of Fame and was cited by the American Women in Radio and Television as one of the 50 greatest women in the history of broadcasting. On Thursday night, November 3rd, she'll be giving the 6th annual Michael and Kitty Dukakis Public Policy Lecture on the 2016 presidential election. I spoke with Cokie Roberts about her speech and about the lecture and what point she wants to make to the students and to the citizens of the Berkshires.
Well, I always think it's very important to put things in context. Look, this is an excellent school whose mission is liberal arts, and that's wonderful, and the whole question of critical thinking. And so I think that it's important, to particularly for the students, to be thinking critically about this election, not just as who's going to win, who's going to lose, but in terms of how it fits into the American historical picture, what's happening demographically in this country and what the implications of that are, all kinds of contextualization that I think is very important.
There was one point in the third debate when Donald Trump was talking about not accepting the outcome of the election, that possibility, and Hillary Clinton's response was that was horrifying, and that word struck me for a couple of reasons. Of course, as a true reaction to what he had just said, but also we've heard that term repeatedly throughout this election of many things of being horrifying. And I'm curious for you as a seasoned journalist and of course as a political animal as to what you make of these statements and what this ultimately does, what the long-term effects of such things are to our democracy.
Well, it's very troublesome. First of all, starting at the top, with the statement about "I'll keep you in suspense" in terms of accepting the results of the election, that is so foreign to our American tradition. I mean, people have talked about the gracious concessions of Al Gore, and John McCain has talked about his own concession, and Bob Dole. But you go back in our history, and it was the election of 1800 that really set the pattern for all elections after. It was the first test of the experiment in the American experiment in allowing the governed to have consent, and the fact that the ruling party, John Adams and the party of George Washington and John Adams, was defeated and accepted the defeat and, basically left town as Thomas Jefferson took office was extraordinary. And the whole world saw it as extraordinary. Wait, this funny little country on the banks of the Atlantic is actually following through on its ideals. And so it's really been one of the hallmarks of our republic. And the notion of saying, I'm not going to accept it, or I'll wait and see and keep you in suspense, is so foreign to what America is and has been that it was understandable not only that Secretary Clinton had the reaction she did, but that scholars all over the country had the reaction they did. And so I think that it is very disturbing because it raises the specter of a whole group of people seeing, if Donald Trump loses, seeing the Clinton presidency as illegitimate, which has definitely not been part of what we have been as a country at by and large. I mean, that beautiful letter that's been making the rounds now that George H.W. Bush left for Bill Clinton,
right,
in the Oval Office when he, Bush, left the presidency, where Spirit says, you know, you are now all of our president, and you know, your success is the country's success. That's the spirit, even though for some people, for some losers, it's been very hard to swallow, but that has been the tradition. So the notion that that there might be millions of people who don't see a president as our president is very, very disturbing.
You spoke of scholars a moment ago, and there are scholars and there are journalism scholars and there are journalists who have had a very tough time with this election. And the one of the arguments being that by covering the campaign as a horse race, as it's so often covered, that you are legitimizing Donald Trump and you are legitimizing the racism, the misogyny, and the xenophobia. How do you feel about that? Is that something that we have to do as journalists because he is the Republican candidate for president? Because there is that concern that it does legitimize it in some way, shape, or form.
Well, as you say, he is the nominee. Obviously, you have to cover him, and you have to cover what he says and take it seriously. That doesn't mean that you don't say he's not telling the truth. And most journalistic organizations now have been very clear, and they're saying he said erroneously, or what he said was not correct, or quoting back when he says, you know, wrong, I didn't ever say that, quoting back his what he did say, his quotation. And so I think that there has been a tremendous struggle, because all of our instincts are to say, you know, he said, she said, and we're out of it. But this has been very different, because when you have a candidate who is, according to all the fact-checking that's gone on, in a large percentage of his statements not being factual, that becomes something very difficult to deal with. And so people have definitely struggled with it.
And what burden has that, in your opinion, put on the Hillary Clinton campaign, especially with the, for want of a better term, the baggage that she has brought to this race?
Well, I think that in some ways it's made her campaign easier, because he has caused so much of a sort of a ruckus, really, in the body politic that that he keeps grabbing the headlines. So, you know, on a day when the lead would have been her leaked emails at one point last week, Mrs. Trump was on the air. So she became the lead. And that has happened, you know, over and over. I mean, it happened this weekend when he was at Gettysburg, and there he was to, according to his campaign, to make the closing argument for his case. And instead of the stories being about the policies he was proposing, it was all about the beginning of his speech, where he talked about suing the women who have accused him. So that keeps happening, and I think that it's actually made it considerably easier for Hillary Clinton.
So let me circle back to a question that I asked earlier that was a two-parter, and I think we got to the one part and not the other, which is, for you, long-term effects, the long-term damage to what is happening?
Well, I think on the question of legitimacy, which was the part I did answer, yes, I think that could have a very damaging effect over the long term. But I also think that the divisiveness, the pitting of races against each other, the denigration of Muslims and immigrants and women, has been something that will have a lasting effect. And what's so sad about it, Joe, is that, you know, this is a country that has so much goodwill, and we've spent the last 50 years since starting with the Civil Rights Movement, to try to bring people together and to overcome our history of discrimination. And, it has been a successful journey in many, many ways. And then to sort of suddenly have it all come back as the same old slogans and dog whistles about race is very, very upsetting. It's particularly upsetting for me as somebody who was raised in the Jim Crow South and had parents who were very, very brave on the subject of civil rights. To see it all just coming back again is very, very disturbing.
Those are very disturbing issues, and in concert with that, equally disturbing to me seems to be the loss of the decorum that we see in a presidential contest and quite frankly, in our political system. Do we lose that entirely? Do we set a reset? Is there a reset button, or do you think we will naturally get back to the decorum that we have all... We have seen ugly elections. We've never seen anything like this. Do you think that we have somehow moved to a new phase where this is okay, or do you think that we will hit a reset button and go back to where we were?
It's hard to go back to where we were. And there's a certain amount of coarseness throughout the society. Just bumper stickers can be rude and profane. I think that, but fortunately, at least in the Congress of the United States, there are rules, and there are certain things you can't say about each other, which is a good thing. But the fact is that we have crossed over something that has never been crossed over before in terms of how we treat each other in the political world, and that's a shame.
Well, Cokie Roberts will be giving the 6th Annual Michael and Kitty Dukakis Public Policy Lecture at MCLA, the Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts, on Thursday, the 3rd of November, pre-election, the subject being the 2016 presidential election, at 7 o'clock at the Campus Center Gymnasium. And you can find out more information by going to mcla.edu. Cokie Roberts, it's always a great pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you very much for sharing with us this morning.
Always good to talk to you. I look forward to seeing you.
Thank you very much. Again, Cokie Roberts at MCLA on Thursday night, November 3rd at 7 p.m., mcla.edu for more information. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.